Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Phil's baseball tonight on WIP. You're lucky. You get a full hour of Fritz at 6, at 6 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And then TK is in here, and then Brogues.
Oh, that's a dynamite lineup.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Phil's back tomorrow as they welcome the Blue Jays for a three-game set. But right now, we have everybody's favorite part of the show.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So what I have for you today are the five things that we at WIP need to get over. Now, we and our listeners, we're all one big family here.
Yep. Most so when you say we, you mean all of us.
Yes. Number five is, and we sort of just touched on this, but there's never going to be a consensus on Jalen. Like, I mean, it would have to be a real big kumbaya moment of everyone, like, you know, holding hands, coming together. I tried last segment. It was a beautiful attempt to say, like, here's everyone's point of view.
I'm always trying.
I know. Listen, you're a great peacemaker. You get it. And then they start talking again, and I start getting all worked up. But there's just, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. Do you think there's never going to be consensus on the quarterback? Is that what it's going to be? Because if he came out and lit it up next year and they win, there's not much more anybody can say,
right?
Yeah,
what are you going
to say? Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be over the top, but we'll see.
I mean, there is a chance he could light it up next.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
We'll see.
MVP.
What, 1,600?
Maybe it's down. It was started out with plus 25.
They heard you talking.
I'm going to throw 25 smackers.
I'm going to put about whatever it takes. 100?
Your emotional edge bet?
Yeah. The only way to get through the season.
Send your kids to college on the Jalen Hurts MVP bet.
Who?
Your kids?
Oh, they said Cedric.
No, I said send your kids.
Dude, yeah.
I thought you said Cedric gets to college. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? All right, the fourth thing at WIP that we need to get over is that the Jolly Run is coming. I mean,
oh my God,
it's coming. Whether he's gonna be in one of these big day parts soon.
Where?
Like a...
I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, where's everyone going?
I'm talking about, like, you know, on holidays, one of us is off, you know. It's a summer of Jolly right now. Like,
yes.
It's just starting.
Yeah.
It started when he cooked you in the Maury debate.
He did not cook me. He didn't make any good points, Jack.
And yesterday he was talking about how if you don't think this is a great weather day, then you're crazy.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He tweeted, if you don't think today's a great weather day, you're nuts. And I was just like, Jolly, it's 79 degrees and sunny. Who the hell doesn't think this is a great weather day?
Arguing with himself.
Yep.
Yeah, over the weekend, he's tweeting about horses and how much he loves disrespect and how the horses are disrespected like they know the betting lines.
He loves being disrespected.
He likes to play that line. that angle.
He hasn't turned in his top 11 list yet.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
He has not.
He has not. Oh. I looked. Well, this was as of 5 hours ago. Yeah, have not seen his top 11.
He does love being disrespected. Who could forget this?
In general, what do you think?
When someone disrespects me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I generally don't like it.
Nothing better in the world, Francisco. Nothing is better in the entire world.
I mean, you're disrespected?
Absolutely love it. Love it 100%. Love it 100% of the time. I want people to doubt me. I want people to say you can't do it. 100% of the time. That fuels me. Love it. Love disrespect.
Love disrespect?
He loves it.
I love hearing, because I could see Fran's face.
Of course.
Just going... You love it.
his emotions don't really change whether the station's off the air or he's arguing with Jolly.
Nope. It's always the same Fran.
And he always cracks the mic first thing. The third thing at WIP that we and our listeners need to get over is that the old Elliot is just not coming back. We've lost him.
Wow.
I mean, it's we're never going to get the super, like, I think the hot take Elliot, I think it's gone. I think he's gotten so used to the thirst. I think he's gotten so used to people not being so mean to him on Twitter that it now just, he feels so happy that he's not going back the other way. We lost.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I mean, people forget Elliot is like the, when people call us hot take artists or whatever, it was always Elliot and Joe.
Yeah.
Right? Giglio, specifically. Elliot is just like, spends his days talking about how good everybody is now.
Yeah, the Sirianni influence he tweeted today about Kellen Moore giving the Saints off practice.
Oh, yeah, that it was because Sirianni, because he had been near Sirianni.
And it was really this tweet that...
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
It was this tweet. First off, he couldn't just, the Eagles put out a Jalen hype video today.
Yeah.
Instead of just retweeting it, or he had to take the video and post it himself. And he tweeted, Jalen Hurts really is everything the Eagles and their fans could ask for at quarterback. They legit... might never get a better overall situation, ability, star power, etc., than Jalen Hurts at QB.
Yeah, that's him now.
Yeah.
That's him now. That's Elliot now.
I mean, I agree with him, but I wouldn't have tweeted it.
Yeah. Now, on the show sometimes.
I agree with him, but I wouldn't have tweeted that.
Sometimes we get the anti-Bryce stuff from Elliot on the show.
Oh, yeah.
But online... Elliot is just soaking up the sun. The sun is thirst.
Yeah, Jack, I think nailed it.
Yeah.
I think he's enjoying not being at the center of everybody's anger.
Yeah.
Which I can understand.
Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah, I can understand.
I mean, once upon a time is what he craved.
Yes.
But now he craves
to annoy everybody.
Now he craves it. Elliot, you're so right.
Right.
Yeah.
Elliot, you get it.
Let me tell you. If I don't think he will, and
well,
I don't,
he turns me around.
Right,
he turns me around.
Can I tell you, and Elliot, if you,
well, Paul,
I want you to think
really
about
turn
this.
Me around,
yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
We got the point without you.
If Hurts does have a bad year next year, I am going to spend 48 full hours going through Elliot's old tweets, just retweeting all of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the danger.
Yep.
That's the danger. Don't jump all the way out there.
You think the Noah Vonleh tweet lasted a long time? Buddy, I will know no bounds. You'll be begging me. Stop doing that. And then it'll be 3 a.m. I'm going to set an alarm just to like one of them so he wakes up to knows, so he knows that I'm alive. All right.
He'll block you.
Yeah, he might.
The second thing that at WIP that we and our listeners need to get over is that not everything is rage bait. This is the new thing that drives
rage
me.
Rage bait?
Oh, yeah. It's a new term that these psychos use online.
On the internet.
Psychos.
All we're
asking. They call the top 11 list rage bait.
Rage bait?
Yeah.
We asked you who the best athletes in Philadelphia are.
Rage bait. That means something they just want you
to. For baiting people to get angry. Yeah. They vote on it. It's not, we didn't put the list together.
Rage bait.
Yeah, we didn't put, they looked at the 2024 list and were like, all right, Spike, you put Embiid too. I was like, I didn't put Embiid too. You did.
It's a listener submitted voting. Right. It's not rage bait. And also, it's a freaking list. It's fun.
Relax.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm surprised I think most radio listeners knows that this is a list time of the year.
Sure.
Mets Mount Rushmore season.
Yes, it's what happens on every radio sports talk radio show this time of the year.
Slow news day? Yeah.
And by the way, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's fun. It's what sports talk is, made up list.
Rage
and top
bait.
Fives and Mount Rushmores. That's what sports talk is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's what's good. You argue with your friends about it. Like, we're all smiling. Rage bait. Yeah.
We're laughing. Yeah, rage bait.
Relax.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, it's a new one. It's a new one they found. Yeah. Rage bait.
This is rage bait.
Yeah, engagement farming's another one.
Yes.
No, it used to be race baiting.
Now it's rage baiting.
This is rage bait, yes.
Yeah. But the number one thing that that we at WIP need to get over.
And this is you.
And this is me.
Yeah.
And I fought this fight for a good long time.
Uh-oh.
We need to get over Trout to the Phillies.
Oh, thank God.
We just, I'm sorry.
Was somebody talking about it today?
Yeah, no. The morning show did.
Oh, the morning show. Oh, okay.
The camera's like, I don't know, it makes sense. No, it doesn't. Like,
it does.
It doesn't make sense. There's so much money.
They owe him $200 million.
He only took half of it.
He's hurt all the time.
Oh, now you want to start ripping.
And it's just, I love.
This is what I've been saying.
You done convinced everybody to go trout fishing. Now you want to start ripping.
I love a good bit. He's hitting like 229 now. So it's not even like he's a super productive player. He still hits home runs, but it's too much money. I'm off the trout fishing.
Well, and he doesn't even play that well anymore.
Yeah. It's a good run. It's a good run. We had a good bit for a while. Done.
One question.
Okay.
Would he be an upgrade in left field?
If he can stay on the field.
Guys are on the field, and we're still all upset.
Yeah, but I think the problem would be you trade for Mike Trout, and then Max Kepler's still on the field because Mike Trout has some knee issue or something. He is hurt all the time.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It would be fun, but
of course it'd be fun.
Yeah, but he doesn't play anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow, Jack. Oh, the Trout to the Phillies over.
Now the last time this happened,
you clear that through the brand manager.
This might be a message to him.
Yeah, did you clear that through him?
You need to find some other soldier to lead the fight.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Well, no, that's basically giving up the fight. Like, yeah, we're moving on to somebody
else.
Well,
by the way, if they do it, you know he'll be...
Oh, yeah, of course.
You kidding me? Trout fishing all day. I'll get the fishing reel back up here.
Yeah.
But again, last time I said I was out on something, 2 days later I was throwing and convincing myself that I might be back
to
the big league.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to...
I'm a huge flip-flopper.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off, interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. Cool. What's
good,
up, CJ?
Fellas. We're doing good. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
What up, CJ?
Hey, it's summertime, baby. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Them BBLs out, we can't even get mad at them.
I knew there was somebody out there that appreciated the BBLs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, summer dress season, baby. Hey, hell, yeah. BBLs, you don't even need a summer dress. Digging out a dinner. But I'm not going to go way, way over there. Hey, Jack, when you going to get an ad for flip-flops? Because you sure doing a lot of it these days.
I don't know. Stay pretty strong on one take.
Yeah, yeah, there was one you haven't moved off of at all.
You know what, Jack? I'm going to come over there with you on that take. They did go too far with Jalen this year. They did too much, didn't they, Spike? They just been saying that Jalen did everything in 2024 and not remembering all the weeks we looked at him not throw for nothing with all that talent around. So I'm going to say that with you. But it's a reason why they have to. It's because they got the major bait right over there saying even when he win, y'all go too far to the other side. It's like, good grief. And I mean, you got people like Chris Sims. He's doing his thing. He knows. And I keep trying to tell Eagles fan on Twitter, like, dude, he's baiting y'all in so y'all can run his numbers up. You're making him money. Like, stop looking at the dude. You're making him money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in Chris Sims's camp at all. You know, I look. And by the way, Philadelphia fans have been easily baited for years and years. Colin Cowherd knows it. Like, all those national guys know that if you talk about one of our players in a way that we find distasteful, we are going to amplify it
yes, sir.
Over and over and over again. And by the way, it's never going to end. Like, we could have individual conversations with every fan in Philadelphia, and they're still going to do it. So, CJ, I'm glad that you can come to the conclusion that, yes, maybe we're overrating the season a little bit last
now,
year.
I'll say this, though.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm not saying I'm not a Hurts guy or a Hurts guy, but when you're going and you're saying like, hey, well, why doesn't everybody else do it if they're so great without the talent?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's that with Jalen has all this talent around him, and then the numbers don't speak. Like, it looks so hard to look at sometimes where it's like, if I got a 2,000-yard back and I got two all-world receivers, and I got a great tight end and a great offensive line. It's like, how can't you get the ball to more people? That's the problem I have sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is when you're standing in the pocket for 7 seconds, and it's like, how did you hit nobody? That's the problem. So when people are like going overboard about, well, he wins. It's like, dude, we got all pros at every position. And the defense, that's we didn't even talk about the defense. It's like, how could we not win? Now, I will say this. It's Philly. So most of those quarterbacks you're talking about, there's no way in hell they can play there with this radio station or the reporters or the national media. They couldn't take the heat. And that's why Jalen is the perfect fit. And good or bad, I'm going to ride with him. Hey, I poked at him before. Mm-hmm. That's not a Bluetooth thing. But, hey, I messed with him before. Hey, Spike, speaking of which, you were on one, like, last segment where you just said, hey, I've come to this conclusion. You said it like 5 times. I was like, wow, he's really doing the Bluetooth thing now, but hey, I'm not gonna say that. That's my deal. But
well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna make a joke I probably shouldn't make, so we'll just I'll leave yours. I'll leave yours there. All right, CJ.
Yeah, hey, I have a great one.
All right, CJ.
Yeah, I get it.
Can I?
Just like Jack brought up in his top five, it's probably why we're going to always have a debate or discussion about Jalen.
Yeah, I think there will be moments where we're all on the same page.
Right.
But usually, the quarterback in Philly, we always argue about the quarterback in Philly. I'll tell you about a little, it's not a concern. I started seeing the future a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I want to bring this up to you,
right.
Ike. This is between you and me. It's not rage bait. It's really something I thought of.
All right.
So I was reading an article on ESPN.com about Bryce Huff and on the 49ers. And here is a quote from two quotes I want to read you about from the defensive line coach and from Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator. Here's defensive line coach. If you're born into a hand in the ground defense, it's an adjustment period to turn yourself into a stand up outside linebacker role and vice versa. It's not a snap your fingers and hey, go to a different scheme. And now you've primarily been successful throughout your career with your hand in the dirt going vertical, and now you're standing up. It's a difference. And Robert Saleh said about Bryce Huff, I think highly of him as a pass rusher. He wins at such a high rate. A lot of times when you look at pass rushers, you look at sacks. Sacks are important. They end drives, and it's what ultimately gets these guys paid. But his disruption rate in getting the quarterback off the spot and the way he can do it, he wins so quickly, so often, that coordinators have to account for his presence. So I was looking to our next year and looking at our sort of questionable edge collection, right? Young guys, you know, low-level free agents. And I'm thinking about next year, 49ers will probably be better. They have a pretty easy schedule. And Bryce Huff is with a coordinator who knows how to use him. Mm-hmm. And my gut tells me Bryce Huff's going to have a pretty good year. You know, doing there what they're asking him to do. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be surprised to see Bryce Huff get double-digit sacks.
Double-digit sacks?
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be shocked.
Well, he already did it once.
I'm shocked that he did it once.
Okay. Well,
I'm shocked that he did it that one time.
I look at these guys. By the way, we don't have the only good defensive coordinator in the NFL. Robert Sala is a good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He is. And then I look at our guys who are doing what Vic wants, mm-hmm. but maybe not quite as talented, and maybe our defense takes a step back. Mm-hmm. And are we going to look back at this and say, did Vic maybe not bend enough to try to get this talented guy involved and try to like make something out of him? Is he like, I'm not saying he's Chip, mm-hmm. but like Chip Kelly wanted guys who would do what he said over talent sometimes.
Yep.
And is it possible that we'll be looking back next year at Bryce Huff having a successful year with the 49ers and maybe us wondering where the pressure is on the quarterback, mm-hmm. and look at Fangio and say, like, I don't know, why couldn't you find a way to make this guy effective?
Yeah, I'd be surprised at it. Here's what I'll say. There is something to, I guess, finding a guy to play in a system that suited to what he does best versus having a player that's good enough to adapt to systems or what have you, which may also give you an indication of why he was undrafted. Like, so it's not like he was a high draft pick, comes with a high pedigree. There was always limitations to what he's able to do. And I'm not sure this was a Vic Fangio signing in the first place.
No, my gut is that it's not.
It's a Howie thing.
Yeah.
So even let's say you're right that he goes out there and plays well in San Francisco. I still believe it's less of an indictment on Vic Fangio than it is Howie Roseman for signing him. Because if Vic Fangio handpicked him and envisioned him playing a certain way because he watched him on film and said, I know how to use him, I would think Vic Fangio would have given him more of a chance to be successful. Here's another thing I would look at. Guess who joined our personnel staff that knows Bryce Huff better than anybody?
Joe Douglas.
Oh, right. Yes.
Think Joe Douglas came here and offer up any advice on why we should keep him, how to use him, or anything else?
I mean, it's certainly interesting.
You know what I'm saying? So, listen, God bless him. If he does well, like I said, I'd be surprised. I'm not expecting it. I think sometimes guys can have a good year. They caught lightning in a bottle that year.
A couple years ago, yeah.
They put up the stats. You got paid. Doesn't mean you don't get exposed when people start to expect more from you. Could he go out there? Is he a starter? Is he a role? Is he a backup? Is he a role player? You know what I mean? Like, what are they expecting from him? Is he just coming in on third down and rushing the passer? Because they didn't give him $50 million. So they
don't have to use him anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
So they don't have to justify how much they have him out there on the field. That could happen. That could happen. I like I said earlier, I would still view that as more of an indictment on Howie than I would Vic.
Okay, that makes sense. And there's no way, maybe this is a dumb question, there's no way, even though our scheme doesn't like take advantage of a player like that, mm-hmm. it's just crazy to me that they couldn't figure anything out.
I agree. But I think they tried with him. See, here's the other thing. Is he being stubborn because he got paid?
Right. And he's like, I don't play that way. I play
exactly.
this way.
Right, you know right, what I'm right, saying? Right.
Yep.
Because here's what I'll say. I can't give Vic credit for developing Nolan Smith, him having his best year, and Jalix Hunt out of – what's the college he went to again? I didn't even know the
Houston
school he
Baptist?
Went to. What is it?
Houston Baptist?
Yeah. Right? Like these guys developed under this coach. And this guy who's been in the league 4 or 5 years already somehow couldn't adjust to what they were asking him to do.
And Jalix Hunt, who was playing safety 3 years ago.
Yeah, was able to do it, exactly. Right. Okay. So, you know.
Cornell.
What's the difference? There's really no difference.
Yeah, it really is no difference.
Yeah.
Where'd you say, Colgate?
I said Colgate. They're the same thing.
There is no
difference. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe literally there's no
difference. Are they both Ivy League?
Colgate's not Ivy League.
Oh, they're not?
Cornell's Ivy League.
Colgate's the one in New York State, right? In the middle of New York State.
Well, Cornell's in Ithaca.
Where did Donald Foyle go?
Colgate.
I don't know who Donald Foyle is.
Colgate.
Basketball player. He went to Colgate. Yes. Okay, maybe that's why I'm thinking Colgate.
Nice.
But that's not Ivy League?
No.
I thought it was.
I think it's the American. It's like Bucknell, Lehigh.
Bucknell's not Ivy League, huh?
No, it's like Ivy Light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Lehigh, okay. Lafayette, Bucknell, Colgate.
All the same. Okay.
They could add Fritz to services in college.
That's why he knows. Yes.
I was going to say, man, Jack knows a lot about
he's
this.
Big on the Patriots.
The SATs weren't high enough.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm sitting here.
We'll get Ike's
in a much better position.
We'll get Ike's last U.S. Open update of the day coming up next. Also, we will close out your calls on Jalen again
for today.
No promises about tomorrow. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.